So we're going to close in a second. I'm going to ask one final question, but I want each one of you to ask it, starting with Jean-Charles, which is, which would we be looking out for at ASCO in terms of lung cancer? What's out there that you ought to, you know, get the audience to go see the presentation? Hold on one second. Before you, while you think about that, what's most exciting? Another question from the audience. Alicia, can anyone comment on Verostrat? I think you mentioned that, but what exactly is it?
Oh, I was commenting on something different on a CTC platform. Verostrat is a mass spec-based tumor analysis to look at sensitivity to erlotinib. It's not based on EGFR mutations. It's a totally different algorithm.
And it's a serologic test?
It's a plasma-based proteomic test that's a binary to either good
not
or poor.
Not clear what the proteins are, but it's thought to be amyloid-related.
Yeah.
So and it's not looking at EGFR mutations.
No. It has really no correlation with EGFR mutations.
And have any of you guys ever ordered it?
I have. I've used it. Retrospective data, for the most part, some of it pretty compelling, have correlated with benefit to EGFR inhibitors, both erlotinib and cetuximab.
So would you use it when you can't get tissue?
Occasionally in a patient who I'm sort of on the fence whether to use erlotinib. And if they're Verostrat good, better survival, but what we really need is prospective, randomized phase 3 data that really isolate the utility of this.
Which is coming. One of the problems, this isn't a problem, but the test clearly is a prognostic test and probably a predictive test, although I think most of us would agree on the prognostic
definitely
aspect
prognostic.
Of it. I haven't decided that it's not a predictive test yet.
We need more data for the predictive.
Yeah, I think we need more prospective data.